This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check him out, y'all. Yo, his name's Mark Stein with a basketball brain that'll blow your mind. He came to spit facts and lay it on the line and punch you in the face with his daily dime.
Ah, yes.
Wow.
We didn't have the whole intro, but we have found that much of the intro. Joining us right now, Mark Willie Cauley Stein. How you doing, Stein?
Man, that's when we were young. What happened?
I know, man. You got old. We stayed young, though, bro.
Yeah, dog.
We're super young, bro.
You guys don't know the half of how old I am. You don't even realize it.
Hey, you made a lot of news the other day, and it was all you were doing is saying that you were saying, hey, the Mavericks are going to be interested in Kimball Walker and Chris Middleton. I never once thought you were saying their plan was to go get both of those guys simultaneously, but that seemed to spark a lot of chatter out there. But, wow, does Stein think they can get both guys? And because anything you write is the gospel, is the Bible, so maybe a misinterpretation of what you were saying there. But folks got a little excited about that one, right?
I am here to exclusively reveal that they will not sign Kemba Walker and Chris Middleton. I can promise you that right now. If they were to get one of them, they'd probably let Ben and Skin MC a parade.
It does open.
It's the Mavs. They're going to try. They're always going to put their hat in the ring and scoff when media know-it-alls like me say, you don't have a chance at that guy, but, Middleton and Walker are at the top of the list, but yes, to be very clear, their fantasy, their dream would be getting one of them.
Who do you think, and I would agree with you that they're both, I mean, and it's funny too because the report is not Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Kyrie Irving, right? Those guys exist on an even higher, more unrealistic level. But
right now, and I will also say right now, I believe the Mavs have zero chance at any of those guys, but when July 1 comes, are you telling me Cuban won't lob a call in just to make sure? I mean, you know, it's Mark Cuban. I mean,
right.
He's going to try. I promise you they will. I don't know if we'll ever know about it. I don't know if they'll ever reveal it. Is he going to lob in a call to the Durant camp just to make sure? Of course they are. They're the Mavs. They swing for the fences. They don't care if they strike out. They will swing.
You know, Skin brought up a free agent name, a guy that's going to be a free agent that makes a lot of sense a while back, and that's Pat Beverly, just because of the type of player he is, just a human bulldog. I'm curious, are there any – I mean, the Mavericks really need that type of toughness. So I've been focusing on him quite a bit and will continue to, but are there other players out there that bring that same type of grit, maybe even if it's not at the same level or even at the same position? Are there other players that could bring them – toughness and guys that are just excited to be beasts on defense?
I don't think there's any. They're compiling the list right now. That's what I know. They've had scouts out at playoff games. They're looking at other players because realistically, Chris Middleton, I think everyone expects him to stay in Milwaukee. Something would have to go seriously wrong for Middleton to be available. I think he's almost as tough to get as your Durant and your Kyrie Irving. Klay Thompson going nowhere. We'll see about Kawhi Leonard. Everyone thinks he's going to end up with the Clippers. So, you know, Middleton's not far off that, you know, quote, untouchable category. Kemba is probably the best player who I would say is in play. And I think the Mavs will get a real audience with him and have a real chance to court him. But stylistically, the Mavs also do have to ask the questions and say, would he really fit? Are we better off trying to go, just we'll use your name. Let's say you go after Patrick Beverly and maybe another mid-price free agent or two. You know, they need two-way players. They need shooting in a huge way. They need athleticism. This team has a lot of needs, even if the Doncic-Porzingis tandem works out perfectly. So they might have to go the route of signing two or three mid-price guys that they think, based on fit, would be better, but I think it's just too soon. What is it, May 2nd? It's too soon to sit here and say, yes, they're going after A, B, and C. I mean, I think they're focused on the big targets, and then they're compiling the list of the other guys. As far as Beverly, I don't think there's any question. There have been internal discussions about him already. But let's face it, too, Beverly had such an impact in that first round series. A lot of teams are asking themselves the question, is Pat Beverly our kind of guy? Should we go after him? Do you risk overpaying someone like that who might not have the same impact with a new team that he does with the Clippers? Would everybody on a team buy into the, his approach isn't for everybody. He's a super talkative guy. Would that work here? Because he soaks up a lot of the oxygen in any locker room he's in. So, I mean, there are a lot of questions to ask, but, look, I promise you the Mavs have 20 names that we don't even know about yet. I mean, that's their job. That's what they're doing.
Man, I was sitting 4 feet away from Patrick Beverly in a hall by the locker room as he was yelling angrily at Rick Carlisle about 30 feet away from him a couple of years back. And I can guarantee you that Carlisle would not care one bit to bring that guy into the mix. And because his famous quote is right, where they can't all be milk drinkers. But I'm interested. I want to go back to the Kemba Walker thing with you, because I feel like hearing your take on that is similar to my take. In other words, we all know Kemba Walker's a great player, starting all-star, but he is an offensive player. He loves to have the ball. It almost reminds me, Stein, if they add him, and if you do, I would imagine you've got to pay him max money because somebody will pay him max money. It almost reminds me of when the Mavericks had Dirk, Nash, and Finley and went out and got Nick Van Exel. And it worked great, but it's like bringing sand to the beach in some ways. I mean, this Maverick team with Luka and Kristaps are never really going to have trouble scoring at important times because of those two guys. Do you think the Mavericks, how do you think they view Kemba Walker?
Yeah, I have the same skepticism. And look, I want to say I'm a huge Kemba fan.
Yeah, me too.
I really like him. I can't say I know him super well, but I know him a little bit. I've got to talk to him a handful of times over the years. And I think, he's been just, tremendous, the kind of how much he's had to shoulder in Charlotte in what's been a pretty dire situation for a long time. And the dude has worked at his game tirelessly, and he really made himself an all-star when, he looked several notches below that when he first got into this league. Incredibly hard worker, great community guy. I mean, there's a lot of positives. But, yes, I have the same questions about fit. I've kind of thrown them at some Mavs people here and there. The Mavs, as you would expect, scoff at me with their usual confidence. No, we can make it work. Houston made Harden and Chris Paul work. We can make Luka and Kemba work. Trust us. We know, we believe that this could happen. So to this point, I haven't gotten any signals that the fit gives them pause. But I'm not sure either. I mean, obviously, Walker is a defensive liability at that size. They ask Luka to do so much with the ball that you would think they want a really defensive-minded player next to him to alleviate some of those responsibilities because, I mean, you're just asking the guy to do so much. But, they legit like and are intrigued by Kemba Walker. There is no question about it.
Okay, hey, with regard to all the Porzingis stuff that was going around for a while, that just came and went and totally disappeared. It would lead me to believe that there's nothing to that, and that maybe that, the person who made those accusations might even be investigated. But it just seems to have gone away.
It's gone away because the Mavs have gone away. I mean, if the Mavs were in the playoffs right now, people would still be talking about it. I mean, it's that's got to run its legal course now. The investigation, as far as I know, is still ongoing. So, I would not be making any assumptions that it's just gone away. It's just that, obviously the Mavs and their players are completely out of the spotlight at this point.
Talking to Mark Stein of the New York Times here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. It's interesting going after the big-name free agents and the history and all that. Let me ask you this. Just thinking about the average top-tier player, does the Mavericks situation change considerably? I'm not talking about a little bit, but does their situation change considerably if they do get lucky and get the number one pick and they're going to add Zion on a rookie contract to Luka's rookie contract and Porzingis?
I mean, I don't think there's any question, but they, you know, their outlook could change and say, wait a minute now, do we want to, you know, if, first of all, the thought of the Mavs actually winning the lottery or moving up in the lottery, which I think
never happened.
They've moved down, or, you know, I'm still like, you know, the 92 and 93 drafts were right, or 93 and 94, right before I got, you know, that was 2-3 years before I moved to town, and I'm still, even as, you know, living in California, I was just stunned to watch the Mavs, who I had no idea would later become where I live and the team that I cover most, could be projected to have the number one pick both times and slip as far as they possibly could. I mean, that's still just 2 years of terrible bad luck that 25 years later, I still struggle to believe. So when the Mavs move up and win the lottery or get a top three pick, I'll believe it when I see it, just because it's never happened. But if the craziest thing happened and now you have Zion, I mean, they might need to take a step back and say, we don't want to fast-track this thing. Let's see what we got with these three amazing young pieces, and let's make them fit first. I mean, it's just so crazy to imagine the Mavs winning, and let's also not forget they're not going to have great odds of winning. What are they, seventh? They have the seventh best odds?
I think it's like 6% for the number one pick or something ridiculously low.
I have to admit that I have not given that one a great deal of thought because I just can't even imagine it.
All right, so we know that Dirk loves the NBA, loves watching games. How many games you think Dirk will watch of how many Mavs games this coming season? Will he watch? And let's say that he has to sit down and watch for 30 minutes to make it at least to count it as a game. How many games will Dirk watch this year of the Mavericks?
That is a great question. I have not asked him. All I've known about his future is that I know he wants to do all the things that he's, you know, he is a, like me, he is a massive tennis fan. I expect him in January. I expect to be seeing him, you know, Instagramming pictures of himself at the Australian Open. That's what I would expect. He loves to ski. You know, we're going to see pictures of him on a, you know, family skiing trip in Austria or somewhere. Those are the things that I think you can expect. As far as him coming to home games in year one, like, I really don't even know. I've never asked him. I don't know. I mean, he loves hoops so much that I would imagine if he's home, he would go because he loves being around it. But, you know, he, being the guy he is, and how he never wants to make it about himself, it also wouldn't surprise me if he says, you know, maybe I better stay away a little. Just, you know, he does, you know, I think the last thing he wants is to be sitting there on the baseline with Finn and Cuban, and the, you know, they have to show him on the big screen. Like, he doesn't want all that. That's not what he's in this for. So it's a great question, and you'll probably get an answer out of him before I will.
Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing you at the Dirk Heroes game coming up on June the 7th.
No, I'll be at the finals, so you guys will have access to him more than I do, so you can tell me what he says.
All right, we'll get a conference call going. But before we do let you go, I saw a really great tweet from you earlier, and we kind of wanted to give you the platform to share what today is and what it means to you, to our listeners.
I really appreciate that, guys. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it's a really important day for Jews everywhere. But, you know, in my family, my father was a Holocaust survivor. He spent the first basically 6 years of his life either in a concentration camp or on the run until he made it back to Romania. And then when he made it back to Romania, spent the next 14 years of his life in a communist country. So I am obviously eternally grateful for him that he followed his dreams, made it to America, and really, you know, I get to live this life where I'm just going to NBA games and worrying about Marriott points and did I get an upgrade on my American flight, because he, you know, of everything he went through for me, and just an incredibly, incredibly difficult childhood and upbringing. So a salute to Reuven Stein on this Yom HaShoah, and thank you guys for letting me say that.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, thanks. Very well said. And thank you for taking the time to jump on with us. And I know you said you'd give us a couple of freebies. Outside of that, it's $10,000 per pop. But we're still going to count this as one of the freebies, all right?
Love you guys, always.
Love you too,
bye, Steiny.
There he goes, the great Mark Stein, the absolute best basketball writer on the planet.
He awesome.
No offense, McMahon. Okay.
McMahon knows.
He's pretty damn good, too. He's the straw that stirs the
drink. I ain't no Stein.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.